Next week, the state of Texas is set to execute Melissa Lucio, a woman who was convicted 14 years ago for the murder of her two-year-old daughter. But there's been a growing effort to call for clemency or at least a stay of execution. Citing multiple problems with police and court procedure in her case, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, as well as faith leaders, domestic violence prevention advocates, and even a former member of her jury, are saying she may have given a false confession and there's not another evidence to determine her guilt. We're going to talk more about it. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Ellen Kreitzberg, a law professor and director of Death Penalty College at Santa Clara University. Thank you very much for talking to us this evening.
Thanks for bringing this topic up, Patty.
What about this case is galvanizing so many people that would normally be at odds with each other?
It is unique in the sense that we have a bipartisan support to call for a halt to this execution. And part of it is this case has very specific markers that give indications that she may well be innocent. There's a district attorney who may have been made serious errors. He was subsequently convicted for bribery and extortion and is serving time in a federal prison. There was defense attorneys who were not prepared for the penalty trial that she had to undergo and hadn't been able to present evidence of the psychological explanation of why she may have made certain admissions to the police. We had a procedural issue, a law from the 90s called the Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act, which precludes her from raising some of these important issues. And in fact, on appeal, her first three-judge panel in Texas unanimously said she should get a new trial. The second panel, which was larger, voted 10-7 to deny her, although everyone agreed her trial was fundamentally unfair. And finally, we have a defendant who has an extraordinary history of her own being a victim of sexual abuse, being a victim of domestic violence, all these other indicators that demonstrate why she may have made statements which are clearly not true, and she may well be innocent.
I also understand that the fact that she is on death row at all is a bit of an outlier because it's rare for prosecutors to go for a death penalty in a case where the mother has been charged with killing her children.
Well, it is in some ways, but it is a case also where the district attorney at the time was coming up for re-election. Historically, the death penalty has often been used as a way to bolster individuals' appeal and their political ambition. And there are also times where women face these extraordinary stereotypes that they are completely demonized when they are suspected of killing children. In other words, they're viewed to be even more heinous instead of trying to figure out, is there emotional, sexual, other kinds of trauma behind what's going on in these cases? So while it's unusual in some ways, it also fits some of our judicial stereotypes as well.
Talk about the legal avenues open to either delay or completely stop the execution.
Yes, so it's a very limited avenues that are available now. The governor, Governor Abbott, can issue a one-time 30-day delay of this execution, giving everyone more time to figure out what comes. And there's the ability for him to grant clemency to convert the sentence from death to life without parole. But he can only do that based upon a recommendation by the board of pardon and parole. So really our eyes should be on what is that board going to do. Governor Abbott did once before grant clemency to someone on death row after a unanimous recommendation by the board of parole to grant clemency in that case. But he didn't do it till 1 hour before the execution was scheduled to begin.
Do you have any sense of how this thing's going to go?
Governor Abbott is a little bit hard to read on this. He's a governor who claims to be so extraordinarily pro-life that he had to pass extraordinary new laws about protecting unborn life, and yet seems to have very little regard with respect to the tragedy and the lives for people once they become adults. I think it will be very telling to see what the Board of Pardon and Parole does. Anything short of a unanimous recommendation by them probably doesn't bode as well for her. But if they come out with a unanimous recommendation, I would see there is some hope that he will act accordingly, do the right thing, and commute that sentence from death.
Well, thank you for talking to us. Ellen Kreitzberg, law professor and director of the Death Penalty College at Santa Clara University.